Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulings. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's October 17, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 13, 2003.
Let's read. Do most mediums and psychics really contact those in the afterlife? Or do they just get their information from other people's minds, as with the ability you mentioned in the first question?
Well, to be truthful, Laura, some psychics probably pick up some information from the other person's mind like this, but how could they know such a thing is like where a deceased person has put a will when the person that they are talking to doesn't know it, and the person that hid the will never touched them and never gave them the information before they died. So the only possible way that the psychic could get the information was if they were talking with the person in the afterlife. In situations like that, Laura, it is very obvious that the information that is coming through from the afterlife. When you have never touched someone, when you have never had any contact with someone, and you bring through information that that person doesn't even know themselves, that only the deceased person knows, of course you are not using the ability that we spoke of before. You are using a totally different ability, the ability to contact and converse with those in the afterlife. I think perfectly well that the two powers are separate and distinct, and each one is proven by the facts that they produce. And it clearly shows that those that have the ability are in contact with the afterlife. As I say, especially in situations when no one but the person in the afterlife knows the information, that's when spirit contact is proven the most, and it has been proven over and over and over again.
Goodness, Reed, I thought you might say that, especially with all the fantastic things I see and hear.
And God bless you for seeing and hearing those things, Alora. We do not know what we would do without you and Demetrius in these troubled times.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back. Nazarene, we mentioned in an email recently that we tried to warn the Jews in Germany about Hitler, but they wouldn't do anything because they said politics was a secular issue and they didn't want to get involved. Why do religious people use this excuse when they know they should take action for their own good?
Alora, this phenomena has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with one of the weaknesses of man that the demons play on constantly and use very effectively to destroy him, laziness. These people don't want to get involved. They don't want to get out of their quiet little world and take part in the world around them. They want to stay in their own secluded little world and not take part in what is going on with mankind. They want to follow their own religious beliefs and not care about anybody else, what is happening to anybody else. And this is what destroyed millions of them. Laziness. They won't come out and do because they don't want to disturb their precious little private lives. They don't want to take part. They want to be separate from everybody else and let everybody else take care of the problems. Unfortunately, other people often don't take care of the problems, and the people that want to be left alone find themselves suffering greatly because they didn't take part and help and stop the evil. It is a sad situation, Laura. We wish that we could do something about it, but it is such an inbred part of human nature to be lazy and not take part that it is very hard for us to overcome it. They use every excuse possible not to get involved, but it all boils down to that one word, lazy.
I'm glad I'm not lazy, Nazarene.
Praise God you're not, Alora. Praise God you're not forever.
We'll be back again.